I welcome everyone to the Australian Human Rights Commission. Those of you that don't know me, I'm Cathy Branson. I became the president of this commission on 14th of October last year, so I'm still fairly new in the role, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome you here. Could I begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which this building sits? They're the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and I pay my respects to their elders, past and present. I'm particularly pleased that I'm able today to chair this seminar to be given by Murray Hunt. He's of Murray Hunt comes from the United Kingdom. The seminar topic is the UK Human Rights Act as a parliamentary model of rights protection, lessons for Australia. We are joined today also by Father Frank Brennan and Mary Kostakidis from the National Human Rights Consultation Committee. Could I welcome you as well? Since 2004, Murray Hunt has been the legal advisor to the UK Parliament Joint Committee on Human Rights. Prior to this appointment, he practised as a barrister in the United Kingdom for many years, and many of you, I think, will know of the famous Matrix Chambers, of which he was a founding member. He's published the book Using Human Rights Law in English Courts. I'm sure there's no one in this room who doesn't know that the Australian Government is currently conducting, through the committee that I've mentioned, a consultation on human rights protection in Australia. It's seeking the public's views on human rights and how these rights can be better protected in our country. This commission, the Australian Human Rights Commission, supports and will be advocating through the consultation process for a Human Rights Act for Australia. We view a legislative model on human rights protection has been a useful tool for creating a more dynamic human rights culture in Australia, as well as enhancing transparency in lawmaking and public policy setting for our country. Such an act, we think, would require the Parliament and the Government to address more openly difficult human rights issues and will, in our view, strengthen Australia's democracy generally. It would also, we believe, be a useful tool in enhancing and increasing the community's understanding of human rights in Australia. The effect that a non-constitutional Human Rights Act would have on the operation of the Australian Parliament is a live issue in Australia's current debate. The United Kingdom Human Rights Act has been in operation now for nearly a decade. The United Kingdom government has recently acknowledged that the parliamentary model of rights protection contained in that act is innovative and widely admired, and that it is an appropriate model for human rights protection in that democracy. The government has also noted that under the Human Rights Act of the United Kingdom, the Parliament retains the final say as to the protection of rights and freedoms. Murray Hunt, as I've already indicated, is wonderfully qualified to speak to us on these issues. He can talk to us about human rights and give us some valuable insights into how the system that the United Kingdom has operated in practice over the last period of nearly 10 years. We're very grateful that he's made himself available to speak to us today, and I'm even more grateful now that I learn he has to fly out from this country this very afternoon. Before introducing Mr. Hunt, could I just mention a few practical matters for everybody here? The women's toilet, should you require them, are outside this door and across the corridor. The men's is back past the lifts and to the left. There's a hearing loop in operation if anyone here wishes to use it. Finally, there will be a sound recording made of today's seminar. Subsequently, therefore, if you speak after Mr. Hunt has spoken, please give your name and wait for the roving microphone to be provided to you. Please join me now in welcoming Mr. Hunt.